All right, good morning. Here we are. We're out in the vineyard. Me and Emerson, we're out for our morning walk. This has sort of become our routine over the past month and a half to 2 months of quarantine, coronavirus 2020. This is like one of our favorite things to do, or at least one of my favorite things to do, is to wake up, get a cup of coffee, throw on some warm clothes because it's cool out, and we just jump in the stroller. A lot of times we'll bring Nora with us, but this morning she had her shot, so she's at the house with Mama. So we are in our stroller, and we're heading down the street and just getting some steps in, trying to keep our physical fitness up a little bit. Gets us out of the house, so we're not cooped up all day long. The past 2 days it's been raining, which is a bummer for me and for Emerson. Emerson gets the chomping at the bit. She wants out, and I want out. Nora wants out. We all want out. So today's a great day. It's going to be sunny. It's coming. So, all right. So had a phone call there. So here we are again. So I got my earphones in. We got Emerson in the stroller down here. We're trying something new. We just wanted to record. Hit the record button today. And I'll share some thoughts. Today I posted on Universal Life about micro-adventures, and this is our micro-adventure for today. Putting earbuds on, you know, talking about our experience, talking about our day. And, you know, over the past several months, you know, with building a website and trying to learn how to navigate social media and those types of things, and I have a desire or a dream or a goal at some point to start a podcast. So this could be the very first podcast, number one, if you will, test run of how this works and how we put thoughts to the recorder and go from there. You know, going back to micro adventures, you know, this sort of thought came about, through a podcast actually that I'd been listening to by Aaron McHugh of Work Life Play. You know, and I've been listening to his content for several months now, and his whole thing is a three-tier system to overall life fulfillment. And one of them is work. One of them is life, as far as your, you know, maybe your home life. And then, of course, you've got play, you know, and juggling all three of those to hopefully create a balanced life. But within that, he talks about micro adventures and doing little things outside of your door each day that you always are intrigued about and just going and doing them. And that in itself is a form of play, and just helps to bring maybe some fulfillment where you feel like you're trapped inside. And especially during this time, it's hard to come up with different ideas of what to do. Hold on 1 second. I got a neighbor coming by. Sorry about that. We had to talk to the neighbor for a minute. But micro adventures. So this is our micro adventure today. Turning on the recorder and letting it rip, man. Just seeing how things go, see what our comfort levels are, see what the voice sounds like, see how Emerson handles it in the stroller. Normally it's just me and her listening to the birds and, you know, enjoying our time together. I just wanted to try something a little different today. She's got her baby doll, and she's hanging in there with me. But what is your micro-adventure? What are you looking into? Or what could you be doing? Maybe in your kitchen, you know, what recipe have you always wondered about? What ingredient in your cupboard has always, like, made you sort of fearful and you wanted to use it, but you had no idea? Maybe you get on Google today, research best recipes for whatever spice you got, whatever breadcrumb is laying around, whatever, you know, cream of that or this that you could throw into a casserole and see how things turn out. That's an adventure in itself. Maybe it's horrible. Maybe you love it. At least you tried it, and that brings value to your day. You know, recently my wife and I, we planted some mint plants. You know, and that's given me some purpose each day, getting out there and watering them. A lot of people grow gardens. You know, we live right here in the heart of a cul-de-sac community, and we don't have much of a garden, but we got some potted plants, and just seeing those come to life has been cool. You know, I just trying to stress, you know, what are some things that you could do differently? I was talking to someone the other day, and there's some wooded area back behind our neighborhood that they went out and did their little micro adventure. And sure enough, they found Silver Creek. You know, beautiful. And they took some pictures of it, and it looked like something out of the river runs through it. And, you know, who would have known that that's right at our back step? And that in itself was an adventure for them that day. Felt like they were in Colorado, you know, out there maybe fly fishing just for a moment. But in reality, they're in Berea. And I thought that was pretty cool, but what could you be doing today? What could you research on your phone that you've always wondered about? Even though it could be 2 minutes, it could be 5 minutes. Just pull it up and look at it, research it. You know, take a baby step in that direction of what you want to learn about. So that's all we have to talk about today. Maybe we'll jump back on here tomorrow during our walk. It's supposed to be pretty. And we'll get back after it. You have a good day.